musician Ellis Henderson and Kathy Henderson are here to talk about their band Antigone Rising and give us their spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Kristen and Kathy.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about Antigone Rising and your new CD, Whiskey and Wine.
Antigone Rising is an all-female band. We're based out of New York. We formed in college. We went to Bucknell University in Pennsylvania. And we've put out a few different CDs, both independently, and we were signed to a major label for a little while, but we're back to being an indie band again. And we have two new EPs actually coming out in 2014, Whiskey and Wine, Volume 1 and Volume 2. And we're sort of splitting a full-length CD in half because we just feel like the state of the music industry is in such a way that full-length albums are sort of getting lost in the shuffle, and so we wanted to be sure that each one of our songs was heard and sort of celebrated by us and by our fans. And so we're releasing the first half of the album, Volume 1, in March, and the second half of Whiskey and Wine, Volume 2, will come out later in the fall.
Right, and this approach also kind of, you know, people are consuming music so differently nowadays. So not only are we releasing two EPs, one in March and one in October, but every other month, like Kristen said, we're going to be celebrating each song with an alternative version, a video, kind of behind the scenes, the making of. So you're going to get kind of a full 360 of every single song with new content coming out on a regular basis for people to engage with and for us to engage with our fans. So a whole new way for us. 2014.
What would you like to accomplish with your music?
First of all, we just love playing music. So the love of getting up as a group and playing songs that we've written is such a gift. I think that translates to the audiences because when you come to see us play, you see how much of a good time we're having that the audience naturally kind of joins in and it becomes just a really good time, feel good kind of happening. So first and foremost, it's for enjoyment for everybody. But there's not a lot of all-female bands out there, and certainly not a lot of all-female bands that have a certain notoriety or a certain level of success. So we love to be part of that wave of kind of breaking through that glass ceiling, so to speak, and taking women, musicians, artists, all-female bands to kind of a different level, a higher level. You know, it's time that there's just more of us out there. Time that you see more girls rocking on the guitar and really playing the drums and passionately performing. So, in a sense, not only do we love what we're doing, but we're kind of helping to continue pave the way for women artists.
I think that when we first formed Antigone Rising, you know, when we were coming out of college and we were a lot younger, it was like an exciting thing to play music and to be a band and like try and figure out a way to make our living doing that. I think as we've grown and hopefully become more successful and we've gotten some notoriety, I personally, and I do believe my bandmates feel the same way, do feel like it's given us a platform to sort of represent a community, our community, women in general, but also the LGBT community. I think we're going through a really important time. I mean, we have been for probably the past, you know, 25, 30 years, but right now there's just this wave and momentum that's going on in our community. And I think that the more visible we can be for our community and for these young kids who are trying to figure out who they are, what they are, I think that for us it's become not just like a really good time, it's become an important mission for us to be visible and be out and vocal. And the fact that we do have this platform, that we can go out and play shows and have a good time, music is such a connector, it brings people together. And I think that it brings straight people and gay people together and sort of see that we're all the same. So it's been an honor for us to be able to do that.
Tell us about the crowd fundraising campaign the band recently launched.
Antigone Rising has been an indie band for most of our career. We were signed to a major label for like a year or two, but for the most part, we built our fan base, you know, touring from town to town. And quite honestly, we've always been that kind of band where, you know, we sleep on couches and we, you know, fans give us gas cards and, you know, coupons to go to the Cracker Barrel for breakfast or lunch or whatever. You know, that was sort of how we got around the country touring for a long time. It was always through fan contributions. In 2000, we did a crowdfunding campaign before the internet really even existed. For the most part, people certainly weren't making purchases through the internet, but they would send us checks. We would put it up on our website and people would send us checks to make our records. So our fans have always been a big part of how we get our music made. And so this latest Pledge Music campaign that we're doing is just to help us be able to promote and market our new EPs that are coming out in 2014 and to sort of help us get around the country. You know, it costs a lot of money. We're just doing this campaign in an effort to keep the music going.
And we're using the Pledge Music platform, so it's pledgemusic.com, and you can find our project there. You know, we're East Coast-based, which makes it easier for us to play the East Coast. But what we really want to be able to do is tour the entire country and get out west so we can hit those markets that we haven't seen in a while and that we do get a lot of emails from fans across the country saying, come to L.A., come to Seattle, come to Colorado. So we're trying to do that, and that's what part of this campaign is also about, to fuel the tour across the entire country. So we're really excited about it and looking forward to doing that.
One of the reasons, too, that we're going with Pledge Music is because it enables us to actually donate some of the money that we make to a charity of our choice as well. So we've selected GLAAD as our charity, and so we will be giving 5% of everything we make to them once you reach our goal. So that's why it's really important that we reach our goal, and then we'll be able to donate 5% of what we make to them.
Yeah, it's a great element that Pledge Music offers, because not only are you giving to the band and to the music and to the project, but we, in turn, are also giving to GLAAD and to an organization that's really important to us. So you're giving to a lot of different places, so it's kind of a neat thing.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Chris, that's probably better fielded by you.
For me, you know, I've got a family, I've got kids, and I think it's really important to set the best example possible for them, obviously. It's also just been something that Sarah, my wife, and I have sort of naturally moved toward. You know, Sarah was the chairman of Out of Time, Inc. when she was working at a magazine called Real Simple. And so we often went out to events hosted by HRC or GLAAD, things like that. And so we became part of the movement, if you will. And then we ended up writing a book, Sarah and I, because we got pregnant on the exact same day, and that's a whole story into itself, but we ended up pregnant at the same time, and we're given the opportunity to write a book for Simon & Schuster. And so with that, we realized that, hey, you know, we've got a voice here, and we can be part of this movement, and we want to be. So we ended up working with GLAAD quite a bit, too, and going out and being sort of spokespeople during the marriage equality movement here in New York, which is the state that we live in. So just slowly, not entirely intentionally, but we've become very involved in the movement and very passionate about it, my wife and I. You know, we just want to be sure that our kids see that you can be whoever you want to be, you can do whatever you want to do, and you should be proud of who you are. And so that's kind of our mission.
I think Kristen and Sarah are really an excellent example and excellent role models for people to see and understand that we're all different, but we all want the same thing. We love our family, we love our children, and we want them to be able to go further than we went. They are a really great example of what a modern family is today. And being out about who we are, I think just the honesty alone and standing, you know, in your shoes true to who you are is such an example that resonates with others who are struggling with it, whether it be just within themselves or, you know, with their families or friends. For me, it was very personal. I had a difficult time growing up and coming to terms with it. For me, I tend to be a little bit more reserved, but to be part of a group and part of a band that can stand proud and truthful about who we are and live life freely, to me, is an accomplishment and a success. And if we can inspire others in their own journeys, then we've been successful.
Recently, you performed on the Caribbean Equality Leadership Cruise. What was that like, and what would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014?
That was an amazing experience. Not only was the weather great, but we were in the company of such amazing artists, comedians, trailblazers in the LGBT community. We were with Edie Windsor. It's hard to even put words on it because everybody who was on the cruise was fantastic. They had great panels that spoke about subject matter, you know, that was pertinent to the lesbian and gay community, LGBT community. So it was a great forum to meet people, to network, to learn, and to have a really good time. And, you know, we played a couple of the nights on the cruise and had an absolute ball, and everybody at our show had a great time. It's unlike any other vacation because you're on a ship with 2,000 other lesbians who are just like you, who have stories just like you, who, you know, have backgrounds just like you. It was really, I found it to be fascinating and fun, and I suggest everyone go on one of these.
Kristen, do you have anything to add?
I do indeed. It just was amazing. We all left that cruise a little gayer, to be quite honest, and a lot prouder. And I didn't think I could be, but I left that ship feeling like we're making a difference. Things are happening. But, you know, it was also enlightening. Any day that we were out at sea for the full day, they had these amazing panels with women speaking. There was one panel in particular that was talking about the LGBT rights and what's happening around the globe versus what's happening just here in the United States, where we're having a lot of success in the United States. But some of these countries, it's really frightening what's happening. And, you know, these LGBT activists, outspoken gay people are being murdered. And it's just shocking to see where we are. So we're celebrating here in the United States, you know, as we pass state by state, slowly but surely, equality is happening. You know, there's these countries where it's not happening, and it's not happening, and it's still very, very dangerous to be out. And it's just terrifying to think, you know, on the one hand, I'm getting married, and everyone in my town celebrates me and my family. And around the world, there's still big, big issues. You know, it was enlightening, it was exciting, it was hopeful, and at the same time, it was eye-opening as well.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
My advice is reach out to people in the community you might look up to, that we're here, that we are accessible. I certainly am, and I know that so many of us are and want to be. And it gets better. I mean, I know it's so cliche, but it's not. It's the truth. It gets better. I never thought that I could have a family or that I would be this out, proud, and outspoken about who I am in my life. You'll get through school, you'll get through these times, and there'll come a point where you can change people's lives, not just your own, and where you matter, you being out and outspoken and proud of who you are. To me, it breaks my heart when I hear these news stories and hear these things that are going on around our country. It's unacceptable to me. So, you know, we're here to do whatever we can in any way that we can.
Yeah, I agree with Kristen. It's heartbreaking and it's horrific how someone else can bully somebody into a place where they don't want to live anymore. I understand how painful it is. I understand how scary it is. I understand how you might want to be something else, somewhere else, just to get away from it. But embracing it, and like Kristen said, reaching out. Now, you know, when we were growing up, there weren't a lot of gay people out in the media. There weren't a lot of people to look up to like there are now that you can find and see. It's much more visible now. And there's a lot of people just like you and me and everybody, you know, who you can relate to. So I encourage, just like Kristen, to reach out and let us know you're here and we're here. And we'll help build you back up. And like Kristen said, you know, you at some point can turn around and help the next generation until this isn't an issue anymore.
How can people get information about Antigone Rising?
The best way to get information is to go to our website, www.antigonerising.com. You can find us all over the internet. I'm on Twitter through Antigone Rising. I tweet all the time. I'm a big tweeter. We're on Facebook, so we're definitely utilizing all of our social medias.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Whenever I am going through something that's like I am having a hard time with, and I always think of George Harrison and his These Things Shall Pass, you know, his album. So I just always kind of picture, for some reason, George Harrison and sort of this too shall pass, you know, all things must pass. It kind of, when I think about that, and because I love the Beatles so much, it kind of calms me down, and it forces me to sort of embrace the situation and just swim with it instead of trying to fight against it.